Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 462 for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Tuesday, with large losses in the Chicago soy complex providing the catalyst for a round of fund selling in canola as well. Canola was down $6 to $12, the November contract down $10.60 at $483 per ton. Speculators bailing out of long positions were behind much of the selling pressure, with relatively favorable crop conditions across most of North America adding to the soft tone. Some stops were likely hit on the way down, but canola did lag the soy complex to the downside. Canola is looking relatively cheap compared to other oilseeds, and that helped limit the losses in the Canadian futures. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar today, which was down by about 0.2 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart, was also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower, while wheat finished higher. Soybeans led to the downside amid ideas that beans had gotten too strong relative to the grains. Soybeans, they were down 40 to 60 cents, the November contract down 60 at $10.77 per bushel. Fund selling was the feature as traders were exiting long positions. Good crop weather across most of the Midwest contributed to the weak tone, with uncertainty in the broader financial markets also weighing on the grains and oilseeds. Equity markets and crude oil were both down today, while the U.S. dollar was rising, all of which was bearish for the agricultural commodities. For corn, prices were down 5 to 9 cents, the September contract down 9 at $3.50 per bushel. Corn hit fresh contract lows with speculative fund selling and the good Midwestern weather weighing on prices. Fund traders were still holding large net long positions in corn, and that left the door open for more selling pressure, especially given the lack of any significant weather concerns for the time being. For wheat, prices were steady to up 7 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.33 per bushel. Those rains benefiting the U.S. soybean and corn crops are detrimental to wheat at this time of year, as harvest operations have seen delays. Quality issues in other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Russia and Europe, were also supportive. However, the declines in the neighboring markets did keep wheat under pressure, limiting the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.